Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hello and welcome to the Field Goals Podcast. I'm your host, Brandon Schultz. The Seahawks' final selection of day two in the 2022 NFL Draft was tackle Abe Lucas out of Washington State University. And John Schneider had some fun with the call.
Hello.
Hey, is this Abe?
Yep, it is.
Abe, hey, John Schneider with the Seahawks. How you doing, buddy?
Good, how are you?
Good. Hey, we have the 109th pick in the fourth round.
Okay.
But we're not going to take it. We're going to take it right now, buddy.
Awesome, man. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Congratulations, my man.
Thank you, man.
Get in that car. Come on over and kick some ass, my man.
Oh, you know it. I'm going to be driving down here really quickly.
Okay, here's Coach Kettle. All right, buddy?
Awesome, awesome.
Here you go. All righty. Hey!
Thank you, Coach. Yeah, absolutely, man. Right down the street, I can see my family, man.
Right down the street, you can take care of your folks and all that kind of stuff. They can, you know,
I love it, man.
Who can watch it all take place. Really, congratulations, and we want you to come in and play right on the right side and do your thing. And you have to compete your butt off. You got some really good guys you'll be battling against, but
absolutely
bringing you into play. We're not thinking that you're not going to be able to play for us. So from the day you start, I mean, everything you got, you know, putting forth and learning and the work and conditioning and everything. And we'll make this thing happen, okay?
Absolutely. I'm excited, Coach. Thanks for the opportunity.
All right. Congratulations, and say the same to your family,
you,
too. And I got some guys who want to talk
awesome.
To you. Here's Shane Waldron's going to check in with you, offensive coordinator. Here you go.
Cool.
Hey, what's going on, man? Shane Waldron here.
How's it going, Coach?
I'm great. How you doing?
I'm a little lost for words right now, man.
That's awesome. What a hell of a moment.
Yeah,
we're excited to get you
absolutely.
Out here, man. I think you did all the right things in the process. And, man, I just can't wait to get you out here competing.
Yeah, man, can't wait to start learning, you know, and just get to work.
Heck yeah. Well, I got Andy Dickerson here. I know he's done a lot of work on you, and you guys spoke on the Zooms and all the different things, different combine stuff and all that. So here we go. I'll let you talk to him, and then we'll get you out here as soon as possible.
Awesome.
All right, man, hold on 1 second.
Hey, man, congratulations.
Thanks, Coach. I appreciate it.
Fired up for you, man. It's going to be great to get you out here.
Fired up about it, man. Can't wait to get to work.
Yep, get you on that right side, get you in the room, and get you working. It's going to be great.
Hell yeah, man. Awesome. I thank you. Thank you very much.
Fired up, man. It's really, really excited.
Yeah,
I got a big old smile right now, man. It's going to be awesome.
I got one too, man. Thank you.
Here were Lucas's thoughts on picking up the phone and hearing the voice of the Seahawks general manager on the other line.
Oh, man, I don't even remember the names. I spoke to like six people within the span of 30 seconds. But the message was, hey, we got the 109th pick in the fourth round, but we're going to pick you right now.
The Washington State product spoke a bit about what the opportunity with the Seahawks means to him.
That's great, man. I mean, I'm really just excited to learn, and the opportunity is enormous. And, you know, I mean, I thank God, I mean, for it every day. And, you know, I know he's going to help me to take advantage of this opportunity as best I can. It'll be all in his plan.
Lucas said that he had a decent amount of contact with the team, unlike Ken Walker, who was the Seahawks' previous selection.
Yeah. I had to work out with the assistant O-line coach, and then I met him at the Combine and at the Senior Bowl.
At the Combine this year, Lucas also got to meet his future teammate, Charles Cross.
Yeah, I met him at the Combine, and he was a cool guy. I mean, I really appreciate how kind of low-key that he was, and, you know, wasn't a big talker or anything like that.
Like Cross, Lucas was coached by Mike Leach in college and will be transitioning into the NFL from the more pass-heavy air raid offense.
Well, it'll certainly be a challenge, but everything is a challenge on this level and in the game of football. And, it'll be something that I can excel at as much as I did with the air raid stuff in college. So I'm excited about the opportunity.
What made Lucas's selection special, though, is his Seattle area roots. The 23-year-old was born in Everett and grew up a Seahawks fan.
Oh, yeah. That was me and my dad, man. Earliest game I remember is Super Bowl in 2005 versus the Steelers, man. We weren't happy at the end result of that game.
Here's the Seahawks general manager, John Schneider, and head coach Pete Carroll talking about what it means to be able to keep Lucas close to home.
What started 42 of 42 games, right tackle, come in and compete there. And
Wazoo.
Yeah. And he's from right down the street, local guy. So, yeah. And Archbishop Murphy High School, which has a phenomenal football program. It's really special for Josh Graff, our West Coast scout, who went to Archbishop Murphy High School. No, he was really excited, had a lot of conviction for him all throughout the fall and then especially into the spring. And, not just because they went to the same high school and everything. He just had a lot of passion for the player and the person. And the conviction really rang true with all of us as we built our board. And we know he's a competitor, and he's going to come in here and he's excited to get the call. And, we messed with him a little bit, but he seemed excited. We're ready to get rolling with him.
It was such a natural opportunity for a kid to play at home, and he expressed that right off the bat and about the family being close and all that. It's a good deal. So he'll be as motivated as you can get to make this work.
Carroll said he was especially impressed by Lucas's athleticism for someone his size, which was also a big plus for Charles Cross.
Both these guys run under 5'0", the 4'9" guys at 320 something and 318 or whatever it is. These guys can move their feet now, and they call them sweet feet for nothing. Both guys are very athletic. We've never been this athletic with two guys at the shot, to start. So it's exciting to see how that translates. And, meanwhile, what that does, it sends the message to our guys, how competitive this camp is going to be. And the guys are going to battle for their spots, Stone and Jake and all of our guys. So it's going to be interesting to see how it goes.
Abe's a finisher too now. He's a real, real strong man of faith, but it doesn't look like it when he's playing football. The guy's a big finisher in the run game.
Carroll says he does expect some growing pains with two rookies playing tackle.
It'll be a challenge. It's a challenge and it's a race to get these guys ready to go. Fortunately, both guys have done a lot of playing. They've got a lot of football in their background, played a lot of snaps for their teams, which helps us. But it's certainly, it's going to call for everybody to fit it together just right. We'll really hope that they can stay healthy and stay on the field and not miss time and be in really good shape when they get here. That's going to be crucial for these guys so that they can, sustain the learning process. And if they do that, then they'll give themselves a chance to compete for playing time. And it's going to be a very competitive camp. It's going to be a really competitive camp, and this will be a great spot to watch, and how this develops. And we've got some new rushers. And we got some new tackles on the edge. So those battles should be really big time in camp. So we'll look forward to that.
We'll be able to speak the same language, too. They're coached by the same guy, So
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the pair can expect a heated competition to see who will be the starter behind their line in week one.
The comp is underway. Gino's come in, and obviously, ahead going in because he's had all of the background with us. He's been here for a number of years. And so he leads the charge right now, in command of our system as much as, a guy could be. And you see, Jake had a year with us, so he's doing his part. And meanwhile, we're watching, how Drew comes along, and he's going. He's busting his tail to catch up and be right with it. So all of our guys we know are strong arm throwers. These guys, we will not lack in the potential of our throwing game, the style of the things that we can do. And we've been able to see Drew in great depth. We've seen everything. We went all the way back to all his college days and everything else, every throw he's ever thrown, to show us, what he's capable of doing. So we're fitting it together. It's going to be a really strong competitive room, and we're going to be smart. Gino knows what he's doing. He knows the game. He's a seasoned veteran. And when he got his chance to get going last year, he showed some terrific stuff. And so we know the system can fit and work. So we're really off to a very good start just a couple weeks into the off season. We'll get on the field for the first time in phase two this week. And so the coaches will finally get a chance to see the guys live and, right up front. And I'm really excited to see that, how that's going and where they're fitting. I know that in the meeting rooms that our guys, they're sharp and they're precise and they know it's on. There ain't anybody just going through the motions here. It's a crucial comp and they're taken to it, and it's serious, and it's great to see.
That's going to do it for today's show. Thanks to Wilson Kahn for producing this episode. Follow him out on Twitter at Wilson_Kahn, C-O-N-N. Also head over to fieldgoals.com. Devin Siggy projecting what a DK Metcalf contract extension could look like. And the sooner that happens, the better for the Seahawks. Also, make sure you're checking out the pre-snap reads by Thad Is Rad. And if you're looking for something else to listen to, Jackson Bevins has a podcast up, the newest Cigar Thoughts podcast with Rob Staton of Seahawks Draft Blog. That's all up there at fieldgoals.com. I will be back as we continue to roll through the Seahawks draft picks. So until next time, go Hawks.